Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Patriots Monday on WEEI. Patriots Monday is brought to you by Kubota, Northeast Electrical, and Town Fair Tire. This is Merlone and Fourier.
I see the same thing, and I have 1,000 images.
No, you're lying.
That are look at
you're
this.
Making it up.
You want to see my computer?
You're making
you want,
it up.
They put there's a picture here with pineapple on it.
You Googled ham. There's,
no, I didn't. Google ham.
You Googled Thanksgiving ham. What do you think's going to come up?
Remember when Patriots Titans sounded like this?
Brady's pass is intercepted and returned for a touchdown by Logan Ryan, the former Patriot.
And now it sounds like this.
Breaks away. Touchdown, Patriots!
The Patriots continue to surge while Mac Jones continues to draw big praise.
Mac Jones has been a godsend for this team.
Clearly, the runaway offensive rookie of the year in the NFL.
It's Lou.
Why did it become turkey? Like, why couldn't it be venison? There's freaking deer. How about a bunny?
It's Christian.
Can you imagine how the NFL is decided to force the American public to watch the Detroit Lions and the Chicago Bears?
Now, please get your first and last name.
My name is Chuck Ordway.
It's Merlone and Fourier on WEEI.
All right, fourth and final hour here. Merlone and Fourier got you covered talking about this big Patriots win last night, 36-13 over the, at the time, the number one seed, Tennessee Titans. Although you wouldn't recognize them the way they pulled in here to Foxborough. But still, nonetheless, a win to get to 8-4. We're going to take some calls here. Let's go to Dusty first, and then I want to get into this game a little bit more. Dusty, what's up, man? Y'all with Lou and Christian.
Dusty, hi. Hey, this show today, I'm up here in Maine.
Yeah.
I usually work till 6:30. I'm driving home now in the dark because the sun goes down in Maine at noon.
Oh.
And the last 45 minutes listening to you guys has been pure entertainment.
Well, thank you, Dusty.
It's awesome. And the kid you got in the back there, what do they call that kid?
Spaz.
He's good.
Gold, baby, gold.
Oh, gee, turn his mic off.
This is my advice to you, buddy, right? This is what I just said to my boss. I just hacked to Trendings, and I said best radio in Boston, period. It's confidence.
It's been great. Keep that kid
dyslexia.
In the back.
Mic drop.
He's good for the show. I love you guys. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, Dusty.
Dusty, I appreciate it. All right, let's get to this game. 36-13. We've had a lot of people fighting back that, you know, saying that this was a blowout. I don't know what you people want. It's just, to me, it's just simple. Listen, it was a good win. Okay, you needed to go 8-4. You need to beat this team. You should have beat this team. They were missing three starting linebackers, a starting nose tackle. They're the top three wide receivers and one of the best running backs, if not the best running back in all of football. But it was not a blowout. 10-6 when Bullock missed a field goal. It was 13-6. You know, and then going into the halftime, it was what, 16-13? Oh, it was 13-6 when Hilliard fumbled. It was 16-13 at halftime. And the crushing blow that ended this football game was obviously the Tannehill fumble. I mean, the interception in the end zone. It was 26-13. And they were going in on first and goal from the 5. He ends up throwing a pick on 4th and 2. But it could have been 26-20. Even 19-13 when Foreman, in the third quarter, when Foreman fumbled. And they were in your zone, up 6. So this was a tight game for three quarters, and it wasn't until that Tannehill with 12 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, that interception, it sort of just sort of iced it because they came down and kicked the field goal, 29-13. It ended up being a blowout, but I fight back that this was a blowout.
Well, it
win.
Didn't.
It was for four
right.
quarters, three quarters. It wasn't.
For me, Lou, this to me was the least impressive win of the year.
Of the year or the last six?
Like the all together. No, no, streak. For all the games. Listen, they're 8-4. For me, this is the least impressive
least
win.
Least impressive than the Tennessee, the Houston win?
Yes. Well, I knew what was going on back then. They were struggling. They had a bunch of issues. They were trying to find their way. They had injuries on the offensive line. They had tons of issues. The fact that they were able to win it, thank God. But at this point in time, everybody knew they were going to beat the Tennessee Titans. Nobody gave Tennessee a fighting chance. Like, you have already established yourself before this game as one of the better teams. Better teams in the NFL. One of the best teams in the NFL with everything that you have going on. And this is an example of how a good high-level coaching staff coaches a poorly built team. When I say poorly built, all the different players that they were dealing with, all the injuries that they were dealing with. They had all these players that were hurt. You know, but when the game began, they had 17 players on IR, including A.J. Brown that was put on IR, their starting wide receiver on Saturday. Then they ruled out six other players prior to the game. And then they lost another linebacker during the game. So they were dealing with, they had no skill position players. They had tons of injuries on both sides of the football, and they still gave you a game. I'm not saying that this win wasn't great and it wasn't important, because it was. I'm looking farther into the future here, saying that if you play this team again with their three stars, their starting wide receivers in A.J. Brown and Julio Jones, maybe Derrick Henry, maybe. Hell, forget about Derrick Henry. Just give me two studs at wide receiver. And you have all your starters back on defense. This is a 100% different game. The fact that they were still in this game with all those injuries and four turnovers is amazing.
Yeah, see, I don't think Vrabel and this team kind of flies home to Tennessee thinking, oh, man, we can't beat that football team. You know, I don't. And, you know, maybe if Derrick Henry comes back, maybe he doesn't. I have no idea. So what can he do other than run for 270 yards like this team did? He cannot fumble twice. I don't think he would have fumbled twice. You know, and I think, you know, maybe down six, instead of Foreman fumbling after a 30-yard run, maybe he goes for 35 and doesn't fumble, and you drive the football. Maybe he doesn't fumble like Hilliard early in that game. So, yeah, I don't think they leave here saying that the Patriots are that much better than us. And I do think that 20, even like on text right now, what, 23 points isn't a blowout? Aren't they all sort of built the same? Don't they all look the same? You tell me. 617-779-7937. Was this an easy game? Like, was this, it didn't, to me, a 23-point blowout is, you know, 17-3 at halftime. You know, 17-6, 24-6. Like, it's always 14, 17 points, and you finally blew them out to 23. Like, they've had a few of those games. But this one here was a 3-point game at half. You know, and then a 6-point game in the third. And they're going in to make it a 6-point game in the fourth quarter when he throws a pick in the end zone. So I think it was a good win, but you absolutely 100% should have won this game. You were favored by 7.5 versus the number one seed at home for a reason, because they didn't have anybody. You know, they had nobody. Now, they're a better football team than the Atlanta Falcons, and that's why they made it a game, but Atlanta Falcons were missing pretty much anybody that could make a play for them as well. So this was a good win, you know, and you got a test here on Monday night. Tre'Davious White, one of the best corners in football, blew his ACL out. He won't be playing. So you catch another break. But you're still one of the contenders in the AFC. No one's saying that. It's just that when I look at this team, I can't say blowout. You know, blowout?
No, I think you got them at the right time.
I think you beat the Chargers more handily than this team, and you only won that game by three.
I think that was a more impressive win.
Yes.
Okay, so they were they were healthy. I mean, there was a more impressive win with the Chargers than beating the Titans at home.
Yeah,
with all those guys hurt. Now, Ryan Tannehill was pathetic. He was terrible. He was, what did he throw for? He was terrible. 11 of 21 for 93 yards. And for the record, 1 of 8 for 14 yards, a sack and an interception in the second half.
He
was terrible.
8-8.
He looked
great.
He
went 3 for 13 after that.
All they were doing was throwing to their tight ends. They suited up four tight ends and two fullbacks. You will be hard-pressed to find a team with one fullback, one, let alone two on the roster, and let alone suit both those guys up. It shows how just beat up they were. And great, listen, you did what you were supposed to do. I'm proud of the fact that they did what they were supposed to do. And I will say this about this team. When you are suffering and your backs are against the wall and you're injured and depleted, they don't give a crap. They put their foot on your neck and they suffocate you. It's not our fault you're hurt. Not our fault you're banged up. We're taking advantage of it. They're healthy. They don't have any issues on offense, any issues on defense. Special teams, they got one of the best kickers in the league. You ask him to kick it, that guy, most of the time, is going to nail it. Their kicker, thank God for the microphone that they put on the goalpost.
I heard
was boinking.
All day.
That was the first one. And then the second one sounded like this. Okay. They just kept, holy crap. He must have hit it perfectly in the middle because two kicks in a row, he hit the right upright. Same spot.
All right, so was this a convincing blowout as the score showed? Was this a good win against a Tennessee team that literally walked into Gillette?
With both arms tied behind their back, limping on one foot.
Without any reasons why they're an 8-3 team. And that was the thing. Like, there's reasons why this team is 8-3, and they walked into Gillette with pretty much none of that. Except for the quarterback, who, when you put the game in his hands, you see what it looks like. Let's go to Chris on the Cape. Chris, what's up, man? Y'all with Lou and Christian.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for having me on. Love your show.
Appreciate
Thanks,
it,
buddy.
Hey, I just wanted to say, as a Patriots, lifetime watcher, I didn't know what was going to happen going into that Tennessee game, and it was exciting. We didn't know what was going to happen in the second half, and they just warmed down. And that caller before said the same thing, we can't pick who's going to, be healthy and not healthy, but they just executed well. It was entertaining. They took the drama out of it at the end by just beating them down. I love this team. I love what it's going forward. And I'm just happy to be the Patriots are relevant and in the conversation that we love still, which is we might just win it all, There's no thing that we can't, the way they're playing right now. But every week is entertaining. It's just great to have, our Patriots back. Without Tom Brady, I understand, but we've got this new guy, Mac Jones. As far as entertainment for me, watching the NFL, watching my Patriots on Sunday, I love this team.
Yeah, Chris, I agree with you. And, there is part of me watching that game, and again, it was still a close game for three quarters, and maybe three and a half, whatever, but three quarters. But I never felt like they were going to lose, don't get me wrong, because that's the confidence you have with this team right now. I don't know what's going to happen here on Monday night, but if they lose, what the hell is it going to look like? Are they going to revert back to a team that turns the ball over?
It'll still be a close. They haven't been blown up by anybody. Nobody's blown this team out. Even with all their issues, they're in it. And they're one of the fortunate teams right now that they haven't had any real severe COVID issues. Earlier in the year, they did when they went and played Houston. They had
situation.
But look what's happening to Dallas. Their entire coaching staff is dealing with COVID, and they play on Thursday. Their head coach has COVID. Most of those guys aren't even going to be able to be available. And who the hell knows what's going to happen with the players? And they're healthy. Reminds me of the 2018 season when they won the Super Bowl, and they have no major issues health-wise. They're lucky that way.
Their offensive line's been great as far as pass protection goes. And they've been great running the football, but they couldn't run the football in this game. I think Harris and Stevenson combined for 13 carries for 26 yards the first three quarters. Now, they went for 60 in that last, but 13 carries for 26 yards. And this is why I do think it was, I enjoyed this win. This is where it was impressive because they sort of took away what you do best, and that is run the football. And that's where I give Vrabel and that defense a lot of credit, because even without three starting linebackers and a nose tackle, they still tried to take away what you do best, and they did. And then it was up to Mac Jones to move the football, and he did. Now, I think it's one of the reasons why he struggled in the red zone, because we've seen this act before. You can't run the football. You can't really – not effective in the red zone, which is why I think they struggled in this game. But they did enough. And defensively, they did enough. And I give him credit for the turnovers. It's just that you got two running backs you took the ball from that probably shouldn't be playing right now for this ball club. Let's go to Kelly in Amherst. Kelly, what's up, man? You're on with Lou and Christian.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I got to tell you, man, it's a blowout. It was a blowout. Look, all you do is you look at the numbers at the end of the game, 36-13, you put it in the computer and it comes out blowout. Now, you're right that it was a little bit of garbage time scoring for the Pats and that it was pretty competitive up until the fourth quarter. I'll tell you one thing. I was so stupid. I bet against the Pats just to test and see if you can. You know what I mean? And obviously you cannot right now. But I texted my buddy at halftime. I said, dude, the guy that I bet with, I said, there is no way in hell that the Titans are going to lose by more than 7. Obviously, that's never going to happen.
It was actually 7.5.
I don't know what happened at the end of that game either, man.
It was 7.5, and I didn't think they're – and listen,
look at the final score.
I thought
look
the
at
Patriots –
the final score's a blowout.
I looked at Appreciate the Patriots, the call, Kelly. And I said the Titans said, listen, they're too well-coached. Like the Patriots, they're not. No one's going to blow them out because they're just not that stupid, and they're not careless anymore. The Titans, on the other hand, 9 turnovers in the last 2 games. That's unheard of for them. They actually coughed it up 5 times. They actually lost it 3 times, and they had an interception in the end zone plus territory too. You had 270 yards of rushing offense, and even if you take out the 2 big plays by Foreman and Hilliard, you're still at what, 178?
Well, yeah, but the problem is when you're an offense that relies on 3 players, and basically 3 players only, and you take those guys out, now Tannehill's throwing to guys he hasn't thrown to all year. You know, I mean, Hollister? Really? Is that what we're doing right now? And not even the tight end Hollister, the other kid? Like, that's who you're throwing.
The guy that was on your roster that you cut.
Right. So I'm just saying, like, so why? Well, he throws 4 picks once he loses A.J. Brown last week and no Julio Jones and no Derrick Henry. You throw picks. And then you give the ball to 2 kids, you know, who normally wouldn't touch the football. And they end up fumbling. I know Foreman's been around a little bit and Hilliard's been around a couple years too. But, yeah, that's kind of what happens. And then you still got a quarterback throwing to guys he's not familiar with. And it looks like that. You turn the ball over 9 times in 2 games. Will they get any of these guys back? I don't think they're going to get Derrick Henry back. They'll get the wide receivers back. I think overall, I don't think the Titans left that game flying home thinking that the Patriots are that much better than them. They know they're banged up. Let's go to Mike and Pepperell. Mike, what's up? You're on Lou and Christian.
Hey, how you guys doing? Yeah, I'm not impressed with that win. I'll tell you why. I mean, the numbers, yeah, okay. But they played a dilapidated Titans team, all right? And they hung around for 3.5 quarters. I mean, you had Derrick Henry, you had A.J. Brown, you had Julio Jones, right? Tannehill gets better because of all that. Because, you know, the run game, you're petrified of that horse they have as a running back. I mean, he would have beat that defense down, Henry would have. He would have beat him. And they would have been so tired by the fourth quarter that look how long they hung around as it was. You add that to the mix, I'm not impressed.
Well, see,
about you guys.
So listen, no, I'm with you. No one's going to say, oh, take the win back. We don't like it anymore. No, I'm looking. Look, if you play this team again, listen, if you play this whole season, this postseason, you can have a potentially a bunch of rematches. You're going to play the Buffalo Bills twice. Okay, we'll see how that happens. You can play them again in the playoffs. If I'm Mike Vrabel, I'm sitting there going, oh, I hope we get to play this team again. You're hoping that this is reconnaissance. You're just gathering information. I mean, that's all you got.
Absolutely.
You realize that you had an opportunity to beat them, and you stayed with them with 4 tight ends on offense and 2 freaking fullbacks and, like you know, 35% of your starters off your defensive team. Not saying, you know, good job for doing what you're supposed to do. That's what great teams do. They beat the sisters of the poor. They knock around the weak siblings. That's what they do. You're supposed to.
No, you are. You're supposed to do it, and you give them credit for doing it. It's just that we asked this earlier because this defense right now is number 1 in the NFL in points. And the last 4 games, they've given up 26 points. And I just sort of question what you're watching. You know, and I think they're better than the Boogeymen 1.0 back in 2019 when it was complete fraudulence the first 8 weeks. Not only playing like bad offenses, but most of the offenses you played, the bad offenses, that bad quarterback was actually hurt. You're playing backups or stars on that offense were actually out. But I do think it's fair to wonder, like, if this defense is as good as we've seen the last few weeks. Again, with Tennessee Titans, we are what they are. Okay, there's no running back, no wide receivers. Then you played the Atlanta Falcons and you shut them out with, you know, no Calvin Ridley and no Cordarrelle Patterson, who's their best offensive player. You know, and then it was, you know, you're playing the Carolina Panthers and it was Sam Darnold. And you're just like, what? He sucks. You know, so the
this is after starting the first time you played the Jets, it was Luke Falk.
Yeah, then the Jets, and it's just sort of like now the Chargers were one legit team that I think you shut down with Herbert and Eckler and Allen and Williams. Yes, you did good there. I that was an impressive win. But the last 4 games is since that Chargers game is where your offense is now number 1 because you've given up 26 points in 4 games. And I just question if it's really that good. I think it's a good defense. I think it's better than the original Boogeyman. But I don't know how you can honestly sit there. I think it's fair to question what you've seen the last 2 weeks from the teams you played. Like, if you were to play this Buffalo Bills team right now, and you were to find out that Steph Diggs is hurt,
and you say, okay, Knox is out too.
Knox,
tight end is out.
And Knox is out. You know, whatever. And you just sit there and say, okay, Singletary and Moss don't really run. They don't run. They're not very good. And then what? You got Emmanuel Sanders, the number one option. And you're like, really? Like, that's sort of like the run you've been on the last 2 weeks where you're now the number one defense. I think they're good. I just don't think they're that good. We'll see. We'll see in the next 3 weeks. Let me get back to some more of these calls here. Let's go to John in the car. John, what's going on?
Guys, what's up? You know, I'm not really – Lou, I'm right with you. I don't think this is a blowout. I think this is a good – obviously a good game, and it was great to beat a good team. I think you're kind of underselling a couple things. Number one, I know, obviously, you know, one of the greatest running backs in the game right now is out. But that's not the entirety of their running game. I mean, I don't think they were missing any offensive linemen. I don't think they were missing any of their blocking tight ends to set up that running game. So I think it's still, you know, that's still something to be said, is their running game was still in pretty decent shape yesterday, especially considering the Pats didn't have...
Yeah, but it wasn't like you shut them down either, though, John. I mean, they ran for 270 yards.
You're right, but I'm getting to my point. It was, I believe Christian brought up going into the game that... Barmore was dinged up, wasn't 100% going into the game. And I think there is something to be said about the rotation that Bill and the defensive team uses on that front line, the defensive line, in terms of getting the most out of them. I mean, I don't think any of those guys are 100% of the time out there on the field. I think it's certainly a rotation. And it's been nice to hear Jalen Mills' name brought up positively in the game again yesterday and not being completely exposed. Been a few weeks of him not being exposed on the defensive side of the ball. So there's been some positive things, but I absolutely agree with you. It was a tight game and not a blowout.
I tell you what, though, the one thing this team will do, if you give them an opportunity, if you're careless at all, can you imagine what Sean McDermott is saying right now? Listen, guys, if you're careless at all, they'll take advantage of it. If you're reckless at all, if you think that you can get by with a holding call, if you panic, they will make you pay. It may not be a touchdown, but their kicker, I know Nick Folk missed the 53-yarder, but he can make a 53-yarder. I think he put too much effort into that.
52 or under his money.
Yeah, but even that 53-yarder, though, I was like, why did he miss it so bad?
Yeah.
It's like it was not even close. A complete corkscrew just went all over the place.
Well, we know all misses are not created equal.
This is true. Oh, my God. There you go. Give me another one.
Extra point is no good. Bullock.
Oh, jeez. I don't remember the mic being like on the pole.
It was Christian's like, we have to pull these. Plus, we get to use it for Marcus Smart. Pulls up. Here's the three.
It is perfect.
We'll get a lot of
use. Oh, no. You start doing that for Tatum, given what we saw over the weekend,
too. Right.
All right, let's get back to the calls. I want to go to Larry in New Hampshire. Larry, what's up?
What's up, Lou?
How are we doing,
Christian,
pal?
Doing good. Big fan of Spaz, too. Great to hear him back on the radio.
Spaz in the house. Yep.
Yeah. No, not a blowout by any means. I think I'm with everybody that's called. Five field goals. I'm watching this game thinking, you know, they're coming in limping. This is going to be a boring game. We should be blowing them out right away. I wasn't too happy with the five field goals, and I feel like I'm Bill Belichick calling, but I'm pretty sure he's not too happy about that.
You know, nobody made them. There are no players that nobody cares. None of the players care. At the end, what it looks like. They don't care. You're just trying to rack up as many wins as possible.
Get a win and get out.
That's it. Listen, oh, it was ugly. Oh, we didn't earn it. Nobody cares. We got the W. You didn't. And then they'll keep building. And that is my thing with as far as this Tennessee Titans team. The fact that they were able to stay in shows that how well-coached they are. Like, if Bill was in this situation, I feel like it would be similar. Like, well-coached teams can hang around for a short term. Like, whether they win it or not, they're going to need some luck. But the Patriots didn't give the Tennessee Titans any breaks. There's a reason why they're the number one, they're the number two team in the NFL in turnover differential. And when you look at the way the season started for them, when you think about their first couple games, how it started with them, let me see. So the Pats started 2-4, and they had a minus three turnover differential. Okay, so they were giving it up on offense, and they couldn't get any on defense. And then now that they're 8-4, now they have a plus 10 turnover differential, second in the NFL. The Tennessee Titans, on the other hand, 9 turnovers in 2 games. both losses, one against the freaking terrible Houston Texans and one against you. You made it real easy on them, Tennessee. And that's what Vrabel is telling them. Clean that up. We're in this game. Get rid of all the terrible turnovers.
Right.
Look at the starting position, the field position that the Patriots had. Multiple times, plus 35. Easy opportunities for them to get into field goal range with Nick Folk.
All right, let's get back to the phone calls. I'll go to Mike in Boston, who believes in the defense. Mike, what's up?
How we doing, guys?
Good, what's up?
All right, well, let me tell you, the game of football is you play four quarters, right? Ooh, I know
four,
you guys say
quarters.
It's close to the first three.
Yep.
And, you know, fourth quarter comes in and we dominate. I mean, the turnovers were key, but that's part of our team. Our defense is playing very well. I know our offense hasn't punched it in as much. I mean, Mac Jones missed that Hunter Henry, you know, touchdown, and they missed their field goal. But at the end of the day, we're playing well, and we're playing good against all the teams that we played against. So
I would agree.
I mean, yeah, we're contenders for sure.
I would agree. Yes, I agree with 100%.
Thanks, Mike.
I don't know. Yeah, no, listen, they're contenders in the AFC.
Go, give me Steve real quick. Because somebody, I feel like we are like mind-tripping the listeners right now, and they're all agreeing with us, which is odd.
Yeah, because earlier they weren't. All right, what do you got, Steve and Everett? Go ahead.
It was a blowout, okay? I don't care what you guys say. I don't care what other callers say. It was a blowout. This is a very, very good team. We're going to go to Buffalo. We're going to win over there. And you're going to say, oh, their defender, their best corner wasn't out there. This is football. There's injuries, COVID, there's all that. Okay, they won. They're a very good team, and they are going to win AFC. Mark my words.
Right.
This is a very, very good team.
All right, listen, so... No, I will not say. I will say this. So the Buffalo Bills haven't seen their injury
report
yet.
Steve, we agree. They're a very good team.
What did you say the number was at as far as active players on their roster was 88? I had it at 86. So the Tennessee Titans broke a record for the most players on a roster for a year in the NFL. The record was 84. You said 88?
I thought it was 88.
I saw 86. Either way, they broke the record.
Are you not allowed to mention that Tre'Davious White's not going to play in this game?
Shh. Don't say his name.
Because I know for a fact that J.C. Jackson was out, people would be saying, well, we didn't have J.C. Jackson, and that's the reason why maybe you lost. Is it okay to say that or no? Like you know,
apparently it's not.
Okay, so I will say this. So you're going to go into Buffalo
it's gonna
Monday
help,
night.
Right?
It's gonna be,
is that going to help
I
you
mean,
win a game?
Like, hypothetically, absolutely.
One of the best corners in football.
How good
ACL,
is their depth?
And you don't get in the two games you play Buffalo, you won't play in either one of them? Like, that's kind of fair to say, isn't it?
Is it fair to say that the Buffalo Bills played on Thursday, so they're going to have more days off than you? Oh, my God.
And they are going to win AFC.
They might win the AFC.
AFC.
Listen, we've never said that this team isn't a very good team because I think at this point it is a very good team. It's a well-rounded team. There's no question. Christian, you brought it up before. There's a lot of teams, if you take away the run, they can't throw. If you take away the pass, they can't run. And it seems like this team, this is what impressed me, what they do best is run the football. And they took it away for three quarters. And it's probably why they struggled in the red zone. But they were able to adjust and they beat, I thought, a tough, that's probably the best way to describe Tennessee. They are a tough football team. Mentally tough
yeah.
football team. And they were in this game, and they should not have been based
and
on the
I would
personnel
say
that they had.
The mistakes that they made, I think, were uncharacteristic mistakes. Lots of penalties on special teams, stupid penalties that were making they made everything so unbelievably difficult
yes.
on themselves. Yet they're still in it in the end.
I'm going to go to Shane and Brinfield real quick. Shane, go ahead. You're on with Lou and Christian. Hey, buddy. Shane, are you there?
Oh,
hey,
yeah,
yes.
How you doing?
Good. What's up, pal? Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I just I had two questions for Fourier.
Go ahead,
go.
The announcers on the show on the broadcast yesterday said that Andrews did an interview saying that the offense has gotten better because they had to learn how Mac Jones sees the field, which I've never heard before about offensive line had to learn how the quarterback sees the field. So I'm curious what he thinks about that. And then the second question is I wanted to they also said that Andrews said in that same interview that him and Mac Jones sit down on a regular basis and talk about, you know, the progression of the offense, but then Andrews then relays that message to the rest of the offensive line, which to me seems kind of weird. So I just want to ask Fourier, what is that actually what goes on, or is what?
Well,
going on
I would
that?
Say if, thanks, the most important, the one person that needs to be in tune with the quarterback is the center. So what they're going, they're not going over coverages. They're going over the front. Okay, listen, the mic's over here. No, no, no. Listen, I see the mic over here. Some teams do have the center call the mic. Every team I've ever been on, except one, had the quarterback call it. So if the quarterback sees it one way and the center would say, no, no, you're a dumb rookie, this is the way I see it, they need to be on the same page. So that's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's an excellent thing.
Good communication.
Really, you would think that most centers have nothing to do with any of those meetings. They talk to the offensive line coach, and they call it out.
Well, Andrews is sitting there saying, you know, like, whatever. Like, I've been with Tom Brady. Now, you're going to be here for a few years, kid, and hopefully I am
too. Me too, yep.
So let's, you know, get on the same page here early in your career. It'll only help communication. And being just a leader of the offensive line, I think he's communicating with everybody in the O-line. But I think it's a good thing. It's sort of like, what was it, even in camp? Was it Hightower that said that Mac Jones takes part in some of the defensive meetings? Because he wants to know, like, what that side of the football? Oh, I think that was one of the things they were impressed with, like, early in camp. Yeah, he's insane. Speaking of Mac Jones, there was a national analyst on the radio this morning on the Greg Hill Show that compared his rookie season to a Hall of Famer. You'll hear what that is. We'll do it next on Maloney and Fourier.
Mac Jones joins Maloney and Fourier every Patriots Monday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Don't let the clock change. Set you back again this year. You can flip the switch from seasonal weight gain to the season for weight loss. Results starting your very first week with Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
Trending now on WEEI. I have heartbreaking news. Brad Marchand has been suspended for 3 games for slew-footing a Canucks player. Absolute garbage. He's going to miss the next 3 games. The Bees did beat the Canucks 3-2 last night. They get back at it tomorrow night. Puck drops at 7. It's at the Garden without Marchand against the Red Wings. The Patriots beat the Titans 36-13. The Pats have placed running back J.J. Taylor on the COVID list today, and Quentin Nordin will make his return off of the injured reserve list. The Celtics beat the Raptors 109-97. The Celtics get back to action against the 76ers Wednesday night at the Garden. Tip-off is at 7:30. That is what's trending on WEEI.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Daniel Jones is still struggling here as the Giant quarterback. Zach Wilson looked awful yesterday, even though they won. I mean, there are so many guys all across the landscape of the NFL that just have never really had it register with them what's going on around them. And Mac is way ahead of all of those guys. I mean, he's like in the land of Dan Marino right now when you think about Dan Marino's rookie year, when you go all the way back when he took over.
That was Boomer Esiason this morning on with Greg Hill Show, comparing Mac Jones' rookie year to a guy like Dan Marino, who, looking at it, played 11 games, lost the first three, and then went 7-1 down the stretch. Made the playoffs, actually, and then lost in the first round to Seattle that year. But there's no question about it. Mac Jones has been very impressive. You look at, especially since his last, I think it was since week three, the last nine games, he got a quarterback rating over 105. You know, and I know that I said this a couple weeks ago, and I stand by it after that, especially after that Atlanta game on Thursday night. When the quarterback goes 22 for 26 and people are criticizing it, saying it wasn't his best game. And even in this game here, 23 for 32, it was, you know, and we start cherry picking. He missed the pass to Hunter Henry, which he did. You should have had a pick six to John O. Smith, which he should have. But we're no longer looking at him as a rookie quarterback. Okay, because we're sitting here watching Mac Jones and people are kind of being critical of his performance. Boy, did you watch Zach Wilson? He's the third best quarterback they have in that roster. You watch Trevor Lawrence? Like, these guys still don't get it. Justin Fields, like, before he even got hurt, like, they don't get it. Like, this guy, you know, has been playing outstanding. And for people to sort of sit there and just sort of, yeah, but he missed the pass to Hunter Henry. Great quarterbacks in this league miss passes. They do.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time. But the stats are starting to come out. So a couple for you. What I think kind of proves Boomer's point, okay, as far as Dan Marino S, which is, ooh, what a compliment, huh? I wonder if he knows that. Of course, Mac doesn't know. He would never listen to it. Doesn't listen to the radio.
No.
This one I saw from Chris Collinsworth. He says, Mac Jones, best rookie quarterback. Why? He's throwing a catchable pass 85% of the time, which is best in the entire league. Now, I would like to know how they kind of rate catchable passes, but I'm assuming, you know, they have the algorithm to do that. But anyways, he's doing better than anybody else in the NFL as far as giving his receivers opportunities to catch the football and do something with it. And this from Pro Football Focus. So he says, over the last 6 weeks. Here's where Mac Jones ranks league-wide over that stretch. He is second in yards with over 1,300 yards. He is second in yards per attempt, 8.1. Second in big-time throws, which is kind of like an impact play. We that's the way we used to call it. Anything 20 or 25 yards over that is like an impact play by an offensive player. Third in passer rating with 106.5. Fourth in TDs with 9. It really should be 10. He really should have hit Hunter Henry. And he's fourth in completion percentage with 69.4%. That is unbelievable.
That's 6 weeks.
Now, that is six games. That's not two. That's not cherry-picking your three best games. That's not a three-game win streak. That is six games. That's almost half the season.
Well, it is right now.
Well, I know. My point is, I think there's a lot of quarterbacks,
Let's
a lot of analysts
quarterback
will
the last
sit
six
there.
Games.
Yeah, and they will sit there. Well, you know, they'll try to, you know, trick you. Here, no. This is why our quarterback is good the last three games. Hey, listen, the Miami Dolphins have won four games in a row. Let's look at Tua Tagovailoa's stats. Pretty accurate. It's not the same. It's not the same. You're not dealing with the same circumstances. You don't have a longer, examples to prove to me that this guy's really good. We don't need any more proof. We don't even need to hear about a rookie wall anymore. The dude, it doesn't exist in this guy's head.
Speaking of that, actually, that's something Boomer Esiason jumped on as well. It's funny how all these like former players know all about this rookie wall, but this is what Boomer had to say about it.
And you would think by now there would be some sort of mental fatigue that has taken over, and I don't see any of that. I see more and more being offered to him in their game plans. He's throwing the ball down the field more. He's getting more comfortable.
Mm.
So that wall we were talking about that he openly admitted to us a couple weeks ago that he's never even heard of.
No, and I tell you right now, he's a front runner for Rookie of the Year. We've been going back and forth, and he's always been second behind Ja'Marr Chase. But recently, after this past week, and Chase the last two weeks, all right, three catches, 30 yards, had a touchdown a couple weeks back, but he's sort of falling back, even though the Cincinnati Bengals are still winning, and Mac Jones has sort of taken off. Because right now, Mac Jones is the favorite to win Rookie of the Year, minus 300. And Ja'Marr Chase is +2.25. Remember, I felt like this has been, like Chase was like, you know, plus 125. Mac was like plus 175. Like it was always kind of in that range. But Mac right now, clear favorite, minus 300. It's really a two-man chase. I mean, Jalen Waddle's in third at plus 3,500. So it's really between these two guys. And, I mean, he's probably going to win Rookie of the Year. No, I think he's been absolutely outstanding. And I thought this was an impressive win. I think you talk about big-time throws. I saw Bedard's article this morning. I think he said he didn't have a big-time throw in that game. And I would say that first touchdown to Kendrick Bourne in the corner, how is that not a big-time throw?
Based on what?
And a big-time catch by Bourne, who's, by the way, catches everything. Contested, you name it. I saw our boy Laser Show. He said he's caught like 8 of 9 contested passes. That's like tied for first in the league as far as contested throws. You go back a few weeks back, remember that double coverage at the goal line where he went up and took it from two guys basically and fought for the ball?
Great catch.
Like he's been outstanding, but that was a big-time pass and a big-time catch. He threw it before he broke to the corner. Just sort of laid it up perfectly to him.
Yeah, so, I mean, and that's to the point. So the stats are giving you an accurate depiction of what is really going on. Because so he threw for over 300 yards. Only second time he's done that this year.
Career high, 310.
Did it feel like 300 yards? It didn't feel like 300 yards to me.
Well, I think some guys helped. Like Kendrick Bourne kind of helped him on that one.
The long run.
Yeah, the long touchdown pass.
Well, you know, Jacoby Myers had a long one.
41 yards.
Jonnu Smith had a you know, decent length
one. I thought he opened it up. I thought he threw the ball downfield a little bit more, even Jacoby Myers.
There's no go routes. N'Keal Harry, that whole free N'Keal, that whole movement is over. Doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah,
he's not involved again. Not involved again. Okay, fine. What are you going to do? He had his chance. That was last week.
That was it.
No, he's good. No, he's the reason. Think about it. There's a reason why Bill's going to be up for Coach of the Year. He's up for Rookie of the Year. I mean, you could start sitting there and comparing him to the Aaron Rodgers of the world, Tom Brady's of the world.
Why?
Start doing that.
Why?
He's in that. He's a top five quarterback in the league.
Come on. Let's slow down.
Wait a second. We're not talking about a career achievement.
We just took like 1,000
steps
forward.
We're not talking about a career achievement. This year, when it comes to the best quarterbacks right now, why is he not in the mix?
Because
forget about rookies. I just gave you
the last 6 weeks.
All these stats.
I know the last 6 weeks, but unfortunately, they played 12 so far. So I mean I can't even put him.
Are you going to put Stafford back in there? You want
no,
somebody
Stafford
add Stafford?
Stafford is a mess disaster. Right now. He is a mess. But you top five.
Yes.
I mean, where should I start? So he's better than Mahomes.
I said top five. I didn't give him. He was best. Listen, he's playing
no,
better.
I'm trying to tell you the five guys.
He's
that
not
are better
an
than
overall.
Him.
He's not an MVP. But look at Mahomes, all the interceptions that he's throwing. Listen, it'd be something like Aaron Rodgers. Nobody's even talking about Aaron Rodgers. His touchdown to interception ratio is impressive. They're 9-3. They're going to be fighting Tampa Bay for that number one seed. Okay, Tom Brady, Josh Allen. I'm not putting Lamar Jackson in there. He just threw four picks.
No, I get it, but I'm just saying.
So
Why
can't I include him as a top five quarterback in the league right now? Matthew Stafford, no. Justin Herbert, no. Josh Allen, sure. Patrick Mahomes,
what do you base
give me a couple weeks.
Based on what?
His stats, his numbers, his touchdown
but, I mean, no,
interception
it's not based
ratio.
On his numbers because his quarterback rating is not a top five. His touchdown is not a top five.
Who's
his
ahead
quarterback
of him?
Rating?
Who's ahead of him?
If this computer works, I mean, well, Stafford is actually ahead of him.
Joke.
Kirk
really?
Cousins
what
is ahead of him.
Joke.
You just said stats.
Ryan Tannehill's ahead
no.
of him.
You, I'm just saying. You,
no.
you just
Ryan, Ryan Tannehill is ahead of him.
Quarterback rating.
Oh, no, I'm just saying. You just asked stats. Like I think Kyler Murray's better
no,
than
you
him.
Brought up stats.
Well, no, you said if you looked
Kyler
at all
Murray's,
the stats.
Kyler Murray's been hurt. What is he even playing?
He's still got better numbers than
I'm telling you.
Kirk Cousins has better
numbers.
Let's
not get too far ahead of ourselves.
No, top five quarterback, easy.
I like what Mac Jones is doing, but he is not a top five. You want to debate whether he's a top 10 or not.
Right
we can have
now,
that debate.
Right now, the guys that I would put ahead of
How
him.
How about Kirk Cousins?
Well, what's his team doing?
Well, okay, so what's now it's about doing? His team.
No, it's all encompassing.
So 23 touchdowns and three interceptions?
Those are decent. What's
those
his record?
Those numbers are decent?
Did he just lose yesterday?
I don't know what their record is. Were they 6-5?
They did lose yesterday.
They're a playoff team.
They did lose.
But he's 23 touchdowns and three picks.
Is he up for any
awards? Is he better than Dak? Is he better than Brady?
Right
now? Kyler Murray? Is he better than Aaron Rodgers? Is he better than Pat Mahomes? Like, how far do you want me to go?
I gave you six. I added one number.
No way. He's not even six.
Go back down.
Is he better than Josh Allen?
I gave you Josh Allen, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers. Who else?
Dak Prescott. Patrick Mahomes.
I'm not putting Patrick Mahomes in there right now. As far as career achievements, who's the best? I'm going best on this year. Dak Prescott and his team taking a nosedive. Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes started off like crap. He's playing better. He's playing better. Josh Allen took a couple hits.
Listen,
he's playing better.
Stafford has been a mess the last few weeks. He's having a better year than Mac Jones. He's got 27 touchdowns, a quarterback rating of 105. He's got 9 picks. He's been an interception machine the last few weeks. Okay, Mac Jones has got 8 picks. So it's not like he's that far off.
Can I tell you,
I don't think he's a top 10 quarterback right now.
Since week 9, has thrown a touchdown to the opposing defense more than he's thrown it to Cooper Kupp.
Okay, but three straight games.
Three straight games with a pick six, not an interception. 21 points.
Okay, but it's still a full season thing. Jones is not a top 10 quarterback, let alone a top 5.
Take a break.
Top 5?
Maybe 7.
Last call. Let's do it next. What the hell is going on here?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Last call. All right, before we get the last call, let's take a couple more calls before we get to it. Let's see. Let's go to it. Tim in Hanover. Tim, what's up?
Gentlemen.
Yes.
I love your show as always.
Good.
I just want to say you guys had me in stitches an hour ago when you were scaring the Halloween out of Courtney, man. That was off the hook.
She's brave. I think she's good.
She's already been in for 12 weeks. She's well aware of it now at this point.
I love the way my man, the doctor of football education, has turned this team totally 360 in the way my boy is being taught by Brady's mentor. And I just want to say the last thing right now.
Yeah.
I love Matt Jones always. But I want to say the last thing. I enjoyed being a New Englander the last 20 years, seeing Brady and Belichick bring so much to the city, and now watching both of them going in total different directions, and they're both winning right now. Brady, last-minute drives, and Belichick shows how he can coach. You guys have a great night. Yeah, I love the show.
You got it. And that's one thing we had talked about before.
Thank you for listening.
Is the Belichick coach of the year possibility.
Mm.
And I think that he – right now, I would say he's top three, probably number two. I don't know how Cliff Kingsbury right now at 9-2 with the best record in the NFL.
Oh, he's going to Oklahoma.
Evan
going to Oklahoma.
Oh, he is.
No, I'm sure he is. We should do this tomorrow, but what Lincoln Riley got at USC is freaking nuts, is bananas. I can only imagine what Oklahoma is willing to pay in order to save face with the fact that they lost their coach to SC.
$110 million guaranteed they gave
him. It's amazing.
Him. They gave him $500 over asking price on
$500,000
over asking price in his two homes. So they basically handed him $1 million.
And?
More. Okay. Then they also bought him a $6 million home in L.A.
Yeah.
Here. It's yours. And they gave him family use of a jet 24/7.
Whenever you feel you want it, you want to go to Florida, like you want to go to Aruba, you want to go to Hawaii. Go ahead, go real quick.
You think Mike Tomlin's like, man, maybe I should have listened. Some of these guys,
I know.
It's set.
That's what Cliff Kingsbury is saying. So Cliff, they're asking Cliff Kingsbury about the Oklahoma job and the LSU job, and he's saying, I can't talk about that right now. When they asked Mike Tomlin about the USC job, he 100% emphatically just denied it, said,
that'll be the last time that I address it. And not only today, but moving forward. Never say never, but never.
I love him. No, so Cliff Kingsbury, it's on the table. So Jeff Hafley signed a 5-year extension. Rumors were he was going to leave to one of these jobs. So he's not going anywhere to 2026.
Well,
now
it's
he's
funny
locked
that
up.
Schefter came out with that Kingsbury thing. Oklahoma might be interested in him.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Cliff's contract is coming up. As we mentioned, he's probably one of the favorites right now for like coach of the year, or at least top three. Is his contract up soon? And he's going to sort of use this Oklahoma? Because after you saw what Lincoln Riley got, I mean, you know, they just gave him $1 million for his homes, more than they are really worth. He bought him a $6 million home in L.A. They gave him $110 million in personal use of a private jet.
That's amazing.
For his family, for 24/7.
Good.
Whenever he wants
freaking
it.
Freaking luck.
He now owns a jet.
Do they realize
free
that? So I hope he realizes that the USC fan base expects you to go undefeated every single year.
Now they do.
Yeah. You're not Alabama. It's not going to happen.
Whew,
good luck. All right.
Let's move on. By the way, this hour of Maloney and Forey is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, where they're now offering sound wave therapy. Visit northeastmenshealth.com. All right, let's get to last call, which is brought to you by Cars for Kids. The easy way to donate your car. You can donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to Cars for Kids or give them a call at 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. Did you realize that, did you know that Hanukkah started last night?
I did.
Started last night?
I'm a big Hanukkah guy.
You are?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like...
I was going to say, are you kidding me? Christmas is the best.
Having a lot of Jewish friends, I'd rather celebrate Hanukkah.
Well, it's perfect if you have a Jewish friend, like a Catholic, a Jewish wife.
You get a garbage gift
Catholic
eight times.
Husband.
No, you don't.
And now
you
the
get,
kids...
You get seven garbage ones and you
well,
get
the kids
one,
can celebrate Hanukkah and then they get Christmas on the end.
Jewish weddings are better than Catholic weddings.
Jewish weddings are definitely
easily,
better.
100%.
When they lift you up on the chair.
I've never had more fun than I've had at Jewish weddings in my life.
Oh,
Catholic
really?
Weddings suck.
Have you ever been to a Greek wedding?
I feel like they're kind of similar.
They're very similar.
So I feel like either one I'll take.
Yeah, especially when your Greek
I
friend
I want to convert
like
just so I can have my kids can have the same type of wedding.
Yeah, that was good. All right. Which made us think, like last night, first night of Hanukkah, made us think about the famous, remember the Smokey Robinson?
Oh, the cameo.
The cameo that Smokey Robinson did?
Yeah.
Listen, this is it.
Hey, Marco. How you doing? Surprise, surprise. This is Smokey Robinson. I know... You didn't expect to hear from me. But I was contacted by your sons, Jeff and Jared. And they wanted me, they told me that you used to live in Detroit across the street from me. And gosh, that's beautiful. How are you doing again? Nice talking to you again, I guess. But anyway, you're living in Vancouver now. And they wanted me to wish you happy Chinooka. I have no idea what Chinooka is, but happy Chinooka because they said so. Anyway, God bless you, babe, and enjoy Chinooka. Have a wonderful time.
Come on. Happy
oh
Chinooka.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know what
it's
Chinooka
the best.
Is, but have a happy Chinooka.
How do you think they spelled Chinooka. It? How do you think they spelled it? Do you think they, when
probably
they,
the way
to do
spelled.
That, no, do you think so? I feel do. Like it was one of those things where they, like those prank calls where they try to get you to say silly, they say it wrong. They do it on purpose.
So he gets Vancouver right, but he can't say Hanukkah.
Vancouver is
easy. Vancouver now.
Chinooka.
Happy,
I don't
happy
believe
Chinooka.
It. Chinooka. I don't believe it. It's, that may be one of my favorites of all time.
Happy Chinooka.
Hey, so just hanging out here. I don't know what it is, but hope you have a good time on Chinooka Day.
And they
and
want
enjoy
me to
enjoy Chinooka. And have a wonderful time.
Enjoy Chinooka. Have a wonderful time.
What do they do on Chinooka?
All right. Well, happy Hanukkah, right. Everybody out there. That's going to do it for us. Ben Volen will be in tomorrow. We'll take a look back at this game and see if he was impressed with this W. We'll do that tomorrow. Have a great night, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow at 2.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.